Recently, we witnessed large protests for and against the June 24 U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. These protests display a deep-seated passion towards the abortion debate. This passion is present in Canada as well, but it is not debated. Our current federal government cancels any form of abortion debate. This practice started even before Trudeau became Prime Minister when he removed all pro-life Liberal candidates before the 2016 election. Then came the 2018 Canada Summer Jobs Attestation and the 2021 Liberal Election Platform to remove the charity status of pro-life pregnancy care centres. People tend to cancel others when their position is weak. Those who support abortion declare, the debate is settled. They refuse a robust debate because they know their position is weak as the science is against them. Scientifically, we know a fetus is a separate life at the moment of conception with separate DNA. Doctors detect the heartbeat after 22 days of conception and declare the fetus to be viable of life of its own outside the womb at around 24 weeks. If people were exposed to the scientific fetal facts and the true methodology of an abortion, hearts would change. Canada and North Korea are the only countries in the world without a law regarding abortion. Why does Canada stand in solidarity with North Korea on this issue? It is because one side refuses to debate. But debate is healthy and reveals truth and will make a difference to the close to 13,000 Albertans who choose to have an abortion each year. May the Roe v. Wade ruling open the debate here in Canada. Jason Metcalf, Bowden.